When You Go Through Deep Waters and Great Trouble by J.R. Miller. Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing, so the people crossed over. Joshua 3, verses 15 and 16. God does not open paths for us in advance of our coming. He does not promise to help before help is needed. He does not remove obstacles out of our way before we reach them. Yet when we are on the edge of our need, God's hand is stretched out to help us. Many people forget this and are forever worrying about difficulties which they foresee in the future. They expect that God is going to make the way plain and open before them miles and miles ahead, whereas He has promised to do it only step by step as they move on. There is a scripture promise which reads, "When you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you." You must get into the deep waters before you can claim this promise. Many people dread death and lament that they have not dying grace. Of course, they will not have dying grace when they are in good health, in the midst of life's duties, with death far in advance. Why should they have it then? Grace for duty is what they need then. Living grace now, then dying grace when they come to die. When their feet are dipped in the brim of Jordan, the torrent will sink away.